Time to get the dirt on all of Hollywood.
It's the Hollywood Report with Rosie LaDue.
More legal trouble for comedian Cat Williams as he's being sued for $5 million for allegedly punching his female assistants and causing her permanent injuries. Melissa Ighagi filed suit claiming that she had been working as his assistant, but last month things went sour when he attacked her. She doesn't explain why he flew into a rage, but police were called to the scene. The incident is currently under investigation. Deceased actor Sherman Hemsley's longtime friend can't proceed with his burial and running his estate, a Texas judge ruled over the objection of his half-brother. Judge Patricia Chu sided with Flora Burnell, who was named in Hemsley's will as the executor of his estate. The judge also upheld the validity of his will and granted Flora the authority to proceed with his remains. Meanwhile, a DNA test showed that Richard Thornton, the man who contested the will, is in fact Hemsley's half-brother. Chris Brown shouldn't expect a warm welcome when he arrives for his scheduled performance in Sweden next week. Posters that feature Rihanna's battered face have been plastered across Stockholm, protesting the singer's concert. It's not known who's responsible for the posters, which call for the concert organizers to cancel his show because of his violent past. A judge has ruled that Halle Berry will not be able to move to France with her daughter Nyla. She wanted to raise her daughter in France, which has tougher laws against paparazzi instead of LA, a move which her ex Gabrielle Aubrey had objected. Swizz Beatz's tax troubles continue to mount. Last year he was hit with a $2.6 million tax bill, now he's facing even more problems. The state of New York claims that he has fallen behind on his taxes. Officials filed a lien against him, claiming he owes over $98,000. In the last 6 years, he's been served with 35 tax liens with over $4.1 million owed. Speaking of financial troubles, Toni Braxton's mansion is officially up for grab for $1.1 million. She took out a loan for the home back in 2004, but according to the bank, failed to make at least 10 monthly payments. This is the second house that Braxton lost to foreclosure. Usher is making good on his threats to evict ex-wife Tamika Raymond from the house she still calls home, officially listing the Georgia mansion for $3.2 million. In September, Usher made it clear that he was planning to sell, and Tamika would have to leave.